Rishon Beis. Bottom right paragraph. Yehadis Mushlamas. Perfect Judaism. Hushiyagish b'chol evarav is that a person should feel in all of his limbs shehu Yehudi that he is Jewish. Kamar Hakasav, as the pasuk says, Klatz Moisai Temarna. All my bones will say, Hashem Ichamoicha, Hashem, who is like you. But the Yisrael Hashem Mesillas Yisharim, as it says in the beginning of Mesillas Yisharim, Sha'adam Le'nivra El Es Anagal Hashem, that a person is, the only reason a person was created was to take pleasure in Hashem, V'la'henayz Meziv Shechinosa, and to bask in the glory of his Shechina. Ein Shem. Ekvav biyarnu b'makam acher shezu tachlis ha'avdus. Lo'yirak bo'yidam ha'bo. And we've explained elsewhere that even though it would seem that the simple meaning of the Mesillas Yesharim is that this is our goal in our lifetime, that we should take pleasure in Hashem and bask in the glory of His Shechina in the world to come. Says the Nesiv Shalom, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about not only in the world to come, but even in this world. The person should take pleasure in Hashem, taking pleasure in the service of Hashem. A concept of Elam Chatzir B'Chayech, which is your world you shall see in your lifetime. Meaning, Torah Tfilasai, a person's learning Torah, a person's davening him a Tanugim V'Floim Avurai, it should be something that is pleasurable to the person. Emunasai Avodasal Hashem Yisborach, his Amuna, his Avodit Hashem, Hein B'Mitzvahs Ma'asiyas, whether it's in physical mitzvahs, and B'Chavis Alvavis, whether it's in our emotional obligations, that should become a person's fortune in his life. Yeah. The root of and the concept of achieving this level is that all of a person's limbs should feel their Yiddishkeit. V'achiklatz moitz of temar v'gamer who bitol ayesh. It is dependent on nullifying, negating the yesh, the ego, I guess, ego or the
self.
That is the negating the self that is in. Yeah, thank you. That is in the physicality, and to transform it into nothingness. As long as the person, as the Jew, is self-conscious, he is separated from Hashem.
What does it mean, transform it into nothingness?
It means that a person should totally negate himself to Hashem. That their self takes no has no significance in relation to Hashem's will.
Piece of cake. The self being the ego, right?
Right. Self being self.
Yeah.
Couldn't it mean that I'm just getting self-awareness out of the picture? So that if I'm making a bracha and I'm drinking something and I want to get rid of, I want to find the Yehudi in it, what I'm being asked to do is to remove self-consciousness from the act. Otherwise, how else am I, what are we supposed to be thinking? We're not supposed to be thinking, we're supposed to be getting rid of the self, which means getting rid of the thought. So it's becoming unself-conscious as you do it.
Right. That's in that case, and a case where, I think it's just in general, a person is, we walk around all day thinking about ourselves, what our needs are, and what our desires are, and in most cases, it clashes our own needs sometimes clash with the will of Hashem. As long as the person's need is still part of the equation, even though it's against the will of Hashem, I'm making it a lot simpler. And then there's obviously self is playing a big role here.
But the more I think about the mitzvah and I'm doing the mitzvah, the more I'm filling myself with self.
No, you're not.
Yesh im ha'ayin, ha'yesh im ha'ein sof.
That's right.
So the only way I can access this is to say, well, I'm sitting in my bubble, but I've got to get rid of that bubble to realize I'm in the big bubble.
Right.
So yeah. That's only by getting rid of self-awareness.
Right. Hayesha ma'ein sofeinim is davkim. Self with the infinite do not connect. Avlam Yehudi mevat la'asma da'kadosh baruch hu. But if a Yid negates himself to Hashem al derech l'cha ani, in a way of I belong to you, v'chol ha'shali, and everything that I have belongs to you, ma'apachiz metziyus ad b'chinas ayin, and he transforms his existence to ayin, which is nothingness. Botel mevotel ha'bari yizbaruch shemai, totally negated to Hashem. Ozu davak b'Hashem yizbaruch. That is connection to Hashem. Oz kol yevorav niyu Yehudim. That is when all of the person's limbs become, you feel the Yiddishkeit in all the limbs because you're totally negated to Hashem. And only then can the person achieve the level that his heart and his flesh rejoice to the living God.
So what's the meaning of chati lachem, chati Hashem? You know, you're supposed to, and how could you totally give all yourself up to Hashem?
You gotta ask somebody that's done it. Chati lachem also has to be Hashem. The only reason you're doing the Chati Lachem is because Hashem wants you to do it.
Right.
Schizofrunke.
Render unto Schizo.
And is it possible to get to this level?
Obviously. If this is what is being demanded of us, it's obviously possible. Now, the Inyan Shleim Azu, it's good to talk about it anyway. The concept of this perfection is included in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk hazeh hu yichuda im husa shel Yehudi. This pasuk represents the uniqueness and the essence of a Jew. Shoshan noilad. From the time a Jew is born, this pasuk is read next to his bed. And as soon as he knows how to speak, this is the first pasuk his father teaches him. And twice a day, in the morning and the evening, until the person passes away. Shekoidim al Shu Shema Yisrael, which at that point also the Pasuk Shema Yisrael is read. So this Pasuk Shema Yisrael really encompasses the entire life of a Jew. Mashmo's Pasuk Zev, the understanding of this Pasuk is She'et L'am Yisrael, that to the nation Yisrael, HaLakus Eina Inyan HaNoisav HaMetzius Chai Adam. Godliness is not something that is in addition to the existence of man. It's not that along with all the person's needs and his requests and his demands, so he also needs to serve Hashem. That's not the way it is. Rather, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. It's one and only. That is the only thing we need. A Jew does not have in his world anything else that is important besides the Rabbanu Shalom. The Gufay v'chol terachav, and the person's body and all those needs, they are all null and void, they are not valid, and they do not take up any place. It is the type of oneness that not only doesn't tolerate any type of partnership with godliness, does Hashem's oneness in the world and does not tolerate any other god, it doesn't tolerate any other importance. If there's something else that is important in a Jew's life besides Avodas Hashem, then that contradicts Hashem's oneness in the person's world.
Always at the top of the list.
Even Manchester United.
Well, I'll let you discuss that with someone. Whatever that is in your life, that's the most important. That's Modecha.
Right. It's always easy to focus on someone else's. Yehudi and Eved Beis Adonai. A Jew doesn't serve two masters, gam leguf and gam lekov, which would be a person's body and Hashem. Because all the person has in this world is Hashem. He says, I think what he means is that the body, the all the person has in is the Rabbanu Shalom. The body is part of the plan of how to serve Hashem. Moshe Kozov, as the Pesuk says,
we've discussed that everything in this world is Hashem, contains Hashem. So yeah, that includes our bodies, our...
Right,
awesome. It's not.
Includes Manchester United.
Yeah, of course. You can find godliness in that.
Of course.
That's the smacks of pantheism, right?
I know what that means.
That even the Gashmir is a chelek of Elokus.
Right?
It's a pretty radical statement.
Yeah, I'm probably a typo.
With viruses? Was it?
No. This is what he's saying. Take a look at a second letter. This is what he's
right. There for the
body. It's also. It's, yeah. As it says, you sustain everything. Everything Hashem created everything for His honor. Call in Yonai Gufoy Ubayosav. All matters of the body and its problems, tfeilim or betelim neged elokus yitzborach, are secondary and negated in presence of Hashem's godliness. Because if the person is self-aware, he is separating himself. But one means total negation.
Can that mean the concept like someone has an ailment? It's not just an ailment, it's a gam in my avodas Hashem. That something's either I'm doing something wrong with this part of me, or Hashem's trying to tell me something.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hashem's trying to tell you something.
Say, you could just look at it as, oh, I have a problem. My hand hurts. I have a problem. Or you could see it as a direct message from Hashem. Hashem's talking to you through your body.
A difficulty.
The avoiding here is to get rid of the personal bubble, yeah. Right? If you keep the bubble, or you say Atman Nifra, the point, the avoider is to get rid of the personal bubble to see the big.
Meaning everything that in the person's life has to be viewed instead of how does this matter to me, is how is this going to play into the big picture? How is this going to?
This is what Hashem wants.
Right. What is that? Yeah, but it's, what this obviously is has something to do with godliness. And how does it apply to godliness?
What's very tricky is because a person needs to do a lot of things for himself in order to serve Hashem. So then you have to know when that, to where to draw that line, when that's over, and you're just serving, you know.
I think that's, if I may, that's where the issue is. People need to do this for themselves. It's, that is still for also Hashem.
That's right. You're doing it for Hashem, even so you have to know where to draw that line.
That's the Kedushas Levi's tefillah before his tefillah, right? May the elukus inside me access the elukus outside me. So he's trying to get rid of the sense of I am serving God.
Yeah. When a Jew is infused with this feeling, he can observe the mitzvah of love Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your means. B'chol levavcha meaning perish kol ahava shebalev, meaning all of the love in one's heart to Yakodesh Hashem should be sanctified to Hashem. B'chol yani ahava, any other type of loves that exist, tfeilim v'betelim l'ahava zu, are secondary and negated towards this love. Therefore, before Kriyashma, Magdim and Berchis Ahavas Oilam Avtanu Hashem Alekeinu, we precede Kriyashma with the bracha of Ahavas Oilam Avtanu, a eternal love. You have loved us, Hashem our God. Adabaychem Am Yisrael B'Ahava, and we conclude, He who has chosen His nation Yisrael with love. Ki al bracha azois, Hi heichal Ahava Shebebriya Ki Yadua. This bracha represents the chamber of love that is in the world of Bria. And through this bracha, a Jew awakens within the eternity, within his internal soul. His love and his connection to Hashem. And it was only through this that a person calls out Shema Yisrael. All he has in his world is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Also, what is included in this pasuk, according to what we've mentioned, Kishleim is Yehudi, the perfection of a Jewish, Kol Chalokav, Moichav, Libay, Veivorov, that all of a person's parts, his brain, his heart, and his limbs, Yehukulam Yehudim, they should all be Yiddish. Yehukulam Akavim Alakusis, they should all accept upon themselves Hashem's godliness. Mezeh Shekosav Hashem Echot. That's why that is what it says. Hashem is one. Meaning, who echad b'chol gufi, he is one in my entire body. And chelik shayna yehudi, there is nothing in my body that is not Jewish. Ve'ein ha'meshuv de'ri zborach, and that is not subservient to him. And based on this, a person can continue and say, Yahavtas Hashem alekecha, you shall love Hashem your God v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshcha u'v'chol meidacha. All your heart, with all your soul, and with all your means.
Is he saying that my realization of the presence of the divine evokes in me a reaction of love? It's only when I can see him inside all of me that I am filled with that love.
Yeah, I mean, he's not saying you can't love him. He said, but that you can't come to a level of b'chol levavcha, b'chol b'chol ma'idecha, without totally negating oneself.
So in a Hasidic vein, then it's not a moral prescription like Mesilas Yesharim, in which there's part of me that's good and there's part of me that's bad. He's taking it out of the good-bad paradigm and saying, look, I'm a yid, I'm a poshted yid, I have the flaws. But nevertheless, I only see you. That allows me to get away from this, the bad part of me, and the depression, and the atzvus, and the morish klira, right?
What he's saying is that I'm subjugating all of me, every part of
the
me.
The good and the bad.
Right, the depression and everything. I'm subjugating that all to the Ramesh.
It's a different model.
Just more of me that loves Hashem.
I said that the Chavetz Chaim once someone heard him say the brachas in the morning, and he stopped before Shleis Anigoy, and before he made the bracha, and it took him a while until he finally said Shleis Anigoy. So he asked him what took so long. So the Chavetz Chaim said that before he makes that bracha, he has to make sure there's no goyin. Basically, what he's saying here is that a person has to be a yid in every one of his limbs. So to be able to say shalei asani goy, according to what he's saying here, a person has to be a yid through and through. It has to be.
I wonder what is meant by this.
The Yid HaKadosh is called the yid because he started davening at 1 p.m. In Pshis, they daven very late. Why? Because he said every morning I had to be Megayer. I mean, that's the flip side of the Chavetz Chaim, right? He actually had to go through a process. Okay, now I'm an animal, right? Now I'm a human being. And now I'm slowly acquiring the presence of the divine. Oh, I'm a yid. Now I can go and daven. It's like that process he had to go through every single day. It wasn't a natural process. He had to be Megayer, so he was called the Yid. Every day he became a Yid.
Here we go. We're talking about your daughter.
We're just using you as the example the whole time.
We need to score at the shul announcements. Did you talk about it yesterday?
Yeah.